teething rings and toys with toxins, stay on the store shelves. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. Under a new law, toys with certain toxins will be banned as of early next year. But the Bush administration is toying with the law. Critics say the Consumer Product Safety Commission is more worried about toy stores and companies' profits than it is about children's safety. So now, two consumer groups, Public Citizen and Natural Resources Defense Council, are suing the Consumer Product Safety Commission, and Congress is planning to hold hearings. Julie Grant's been looking into this. Julie, what's up with this law?
Well, this new law puts limits on chemicals that are used to make things like rubber duckies, teething rings, and lots of plastic toys softer and more bendable. But these chemicals, called phthalates, can also cause genital deformities, lower sperm counts, and early puberty. I spoke with Liz Hitchcock. She's with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. That group and other consumer activists were really glad when Congress banned many phthalates in toys. But now, Hitchcock says, the government's Consumer Product Safety Commission is telling toy makers they can continue to sell toys with phthalates after the law takes effect in February.
What they're saying is that if an industry or a store has existing inventory of these toxic toys as of February 10th, they can keep selling until they exhaust their supply.
So, Julie, I take it some in Congress think because of that, the Bush administration's kind of skirting the law here.
Yeah, they want these toys to disappear as soon as possible and say leaving them on store shelves is not what they had in mind.
Okay, thanks, Julie.
Thanks, Lester.
This is the Environment Report. The author of a new book is very critical of some big environmental organizations, accusing them of being too cozy with corporations. Christine McDonald wrote the book Green Ink. In the book, McDonald criticizes many, many environmental groups, but just hammers on the Nature Conservancy, World Wildlife Fund, and Conservation International for taking corporate money. I asked her, if these groups are doing something good for the environment, what's wrong with using corporate money?
There's nothing wrong with it per se, but corporations also have a long track record of silencing their critics, and we need to guard against the possibility that every time a corporation gives money to an organization like this, it amounts to a bribe, that they're trying to weaken the mission of the organization. And I've seen that happen time and again.
Clearly, she and we have a different philosophy on the role that companies can play in conservation.
That's Glenn Prickett, Senior Vice President at Conservation International, one of the groups that Christine McDonald criticizes throughout her book. Prickett says any organization can be led astray from its mission by any kind of funding. That's why it's important to know exactly what you want to accomplish and not to be pressured into another direction.
And we partner with whoever we need to partner with to deliver those results. So, the key is to really focus on the results, both what you intend to accomplish and then being very clear and transparent and pointing to what you have accomplished.
Prickett says working with the corporations has also helped to change the business's behaviors for the better, making them more aware of their own environmental shortcomings. Christine McDonald argues in her book that often the companies don't change. They merely use their contributions to environmental groups as a way to appear greener.
It's not that corporations can't contribute, but it's very important that they're not using their contributions as public relations cover for other activities that they're engaged in.
Christine McDonald is the author of the book Green Ink, an environmental insider reveals how a good cause has gone bad. It's published by the Lions Press. That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Joyce Foundation and the USDA's Cooperative Extension Service. Help us spread the word. Tell your friends to come check us out at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.